Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Psychiatrists are warning of the dangers associated with the rise in teens addicted to a semi-synthetic drug. HHC, or hexahydrocannabinol, is a chemically altered version of a natural cannabinoid found in cannabis, and doctors are calling for it now to be banned because it's currently legal in Ireland. Well, joining me now to discuss this so-called explosion in teenage use is Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us on this. So what is HHC?
So effectively, it's a what we call a cannabinoid. So it is a chemical compound that's made in labs and is quite similar to cannabis. And, you know, it's really only kind of come to the attention of clinical services in about the last 2 years. It can be smoked or it can be taken in e-cigarettes, vapes, herbal mixtures, oils, edibles, meaning jellies or cakes. And Claire, simply it's been advertised online. People can buy it and it is completely and utterly legal at the moment. So there's real reminiscence here of the head shop issue that we had back in 2010, I think it was, where there was so-called research chemicals, mainly stimulants, that were available in shops, and the government had to move fairly quickly to close the loop there. But effectively, there are hundreds and hundreds of cannabinoids initially developed for the treatment of AIDS and cancers and various other medical conditions. But what happened was these cannabinoids leaked into the drug supply probably about 20 years ago. There's nothing new about cannabinoids being abused. So the classic one was a foil pack of what was called spice, and was used in prisons in particular because it's very cheap. But HHC has come out in the last year or two. It needs to be, basically, the loop has to be closed on it and needs to be banned.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the important part of this. It's not classified as a controlled substance. So you can go out and buy it or you can order it online and no one can say a word to you.
Yeah, that's the issue. And that, again, was the issue with head shops back in the day. People could, after the pub, queue up outside. And we had that situation. But I mean, you know, the reality here, Claire, is that these are advertised as pretty harmless for human consumption products. And you know, I run an addiction service here, but also trained psychiatrist. And what you see is you see psychosis basically from these products, because HHC is potent. And there's certainly cases in the literature, and certainly those of us who are working in clinical services can see the effects of this drug, particularly in young men. Now, you mentioned in your lead-in that it was adolescents and teenagers. Yeah, absolutely. We see a spike there. And my colleagues working in those services are talking about, you know, up to 20% presentation rates, but also in the adult group. I mean, it's not just teenagers who are using this, it's adults also. So also an issue for them.
And those effects that you mentioned, psychosis, is that coming off the back of intensive and sustained use of the product?
Yeah, that's a brilliant question, because this comes back to, you know, as with any drug that has a potency about it, a lot of people will use that drug and won't run into a difficulty. I mean, they you know, with sustained use, yes, you're going to run into a difficulty, but with once-off use, probably about 80% won't. But the issue is the 20% that will. And you don't know if you're genetically predisposed to develop psychosis or not. That's effectively the issue. So, you know, I would put it on par with cannabis. And we have an issue with cannabis THC levels increasing at the moment in terms of the potency of that. So I would put it on par with, in some cases, higher strength cannabis. And, you know, I think there's just the public need to be aware that this product is most definitely harmful, and you know, it should be banned. It shouldn't be legal.
Okay, so that's one side of it. For parents then who are trying to figure out whether their child might be taking this, if they're taking it in the form of gummy bears, you're not going to be able to smell it, and if you see the product, you mightn't be able to tell whether it's an innocent gummy bear, a sweet, or this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And that's where the danger lies with this. And it really, you know, it's an impossible task often for parents. But what I would say is, in terms of spotting the signs here, you're looking at personality changes, kids being more withdrawn, or more classic signs of kids being high for a period and then not high for a period, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult. And that's why, particularly if they're marketed in this way, that we really need to move to get these banned, you know.
Okay, so your message to government is do it, close the legal loophole and do it as quickly as you can.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, Colin, thank you very much. That's Professor Colin O'Gara there, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital.